What should I make a longer tale of this? Unto his brother's bed he common is, and such comfort he gave him for to gone to Orleans, that up he starts anon, and on his way, forward then is he fair, in hope for to be cured of his care. When they were come almost to that city, but if it were a 2 furlong or 3, a young clerk roaming by himself they met, which that in Latin thriftily them gret, and after that he said a wonder thing. "I know," quod he, "the cause of your coming." And ere they further any foot went, he told them all that was in their intent. This Breton clerk, him asked of fellows, the which that he had known in olden days, and he answered him that they dead were, for which he wept full often many a tear. Down off his horse Aurelius lights anon, and with this magician forth is he gone, home to his house, and made them well at ease. Them lacked no vitale that might them please. So well arrayed house as there was one, Aurelius in his life saw never none. He showed him, ere he went to supper, forests, parks full of wild deer. There saw he harts with their horns high, the greatest that ever were seen with eye. He saw of them 100 slain with hounds, and some with arrows bled of bitter wounds. He saw, when voided were these wild deer, these falconers upon a fair river that with their hawks have the heron slain. Then saw he knights jousting in a plain, and after this he did him such pleasance that he him showed his lady on a dance, on which himself he danced, as him thought. And when this master that this magic wrought saw it was time, he clapped his hands to, and farewell, all our revel was ago. And yet removed they never out of the house while they saw all this sight marvellous, but in his study, there as his books be, they sit and still, and no wight but they three. To him this master called his squire, and said him thus, "Is ready our supper? Almost an hour it is, I undertake, since I you bade our supper for to make. When that these worthy men went with me into my study there as my books be?" "Sir," quod the squire, "when it liketh you, it is all ready, though you will write now." "Go we then sup," quod he, "as for the best. These amorous folk sometime must have their rest." At after supper fell they in treaty, what sum should this master's guerdon be to remove all the rocks of Britain, and eke from Gironde to the mouth of Seine. He made it strange, and swore, so God him save, less than 1,000 pounds he would not have, nor gladly for that sum he would not gone.